Right.
Speaking from someone who's been there quite often, Michael and I go down to the little hamburger place downtown sometimes, then we'll go back up to the Veterans Park and picnic sometimes. So we do come there quite often. It
Right.
does have a feel to it. I mean, you can feel it. You can feel it in the daytime. You can feel it at night, even more so at night. But some of the houses that we walk by, I remember feeling things off of. So,
The
and you can,
houses are fantastic.
yes. And the story about the
Fantastic.
siding on some of them, every time we go by a house that has that siding on it, I think about that story. I can't remember what you called it. It's some kind of plate or
The
something that goes on
Colvin
the back.
block.
Oh yeah. And we were in
Beautiful.
Tennessee, and there were a lot of buildings. We went up to investigate at Hell's Bar Dam, and I think it's when we went to Old South Pittsburgh Hospital too. I remember seeing houses with that on there, and I remember thinking back about the ghost tour and the story that you told, how that came to Tallapoosa, where it came from.
Right. Well, it's very distinctive. There's two different designs. One was biscuit cut, and then the other one, but they're very distinctive. And I have seen some knockoffs, just like we've got that Mesker building in town, that beautiful Mesker Brothers iron building. It's all over the country. They have them, but unless it has a seal, it's not real, But with Colvin, his blocks were so distinctive. You see it, you know instantly that that's a Colvin block because of the patterns. Yes.
Yeah, and when every time I see that, I think about the stories that you told. And you're good. You tell those stories very well too, I might add.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I love, stories, and you can, if a story is presented in a certain way, you can, if you can get that person's attention, and keep them in that story, I hope that when they go home with their friends, their families, they're sitting around talking about this stuff. And I've had so many people, come to me and say, my children will ride through town and tell me the history and tell me these stories, or they might mention a ghost story, but they also mention just a history story like the Colvin blocks.
And that's good for children to know the history of the town that they live in.
Exactly. So
Just like you,
wonderful.
I never really, I grew up in Fairburn, Georgia, and I never really thought about the things then and the stories. They didn't mean much to me then. But now I'm fascinated to read about monuments and statues that were there once I moved back home from school. I was like, wow. I said, this is just so fascinating. I wish I'd paid more attention to it as a teenager, because a lot of these things that I remember being there are no longer there. And
Right,
so,
right.
I wish I had paid more attention and noticed things a little bit more as a teenager growing up there.
Well, I wanted to tell you too, have you ever been to the Hollywood Cemetery? It's our city cemetery.
I haven't.
Well, I've been spending a lot of time there because as a side tour, I have not completed my research yet, but I'm going to do a historical cemetery tour of that cemetery because a lot of the people that are buried there were the northern transplants that came down here. So we have, it's led me to the Vermont Historical Society, finding information about it. It all starts with a stone, and you have to find out things about these people.
This house, our house, and there's Confederate soldiers buried out there too. We actually walked down there not long ago, and we think
Well,
they followed us home from there too.
I
Oh
have experience from Budapest, where something came to visit me after we were out there.
no. Right. I've got to tell you this story. It's
Okay.
not something that we've
I love
told
a good story.
again. This is pretty good.
Okay.
Do you want to tell, or do you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. So we're out at, in Budapest Cemetery, and just walking around. Again, we may have took somebody out there. I think we did that had never been. We love to take people places, they've never been. We'll say, "Hey, let me tell you about this place," and it's close enough by, we can drive out anytime. So we're out there and walking around, not really paranormal investigating, but just, walking around saying, "Hey, this is," and there comes a point when I'm out there that it seems to get darker than dark, and you don't hear crickets anymore, and that's always my cue to leave right there. But so we leave from there, and a couple of nights later, Michael is mumbling something, and I'm like, "Oh my God, he must be having a nightmare or something." And so a
Oh,
couple of
goodness.
more nights, it kept going on every night. And so, I was telling him about this the next day. I was like, "Michael, I don't know what you're doing at nighttime. It sounds like you're speaking in a foreign language or trying to or something."
Oh my goodness.
And so one night I took my phone and I videoed him so that he could hear what he was saying. The next morning, now he didn't know I videoed him. He said, "You're not going to believe what I dreamed last night." And I said, "What?" And he said, "There was a man standing beside the bed, and he leaned over and was whispering in my ear, but I couldn't hear what he was saying." And I said, "Well, what did he look like?" And he described him as having on a long black coat, like a plain shirt that buttoned all the way up with no collar like the men wear now on their shirts, but it just buttoned up and it was straight around the neck, he said. And he had on a hat. And I said, "Well, that's funny you mentioned that, because I've got a video I want you to watch. Well, mostly listen to." And Michael was speaking in a language. And Michael knows no language but English. That's all he knows. Well, when we were listening to that, I was able to pick up some words, and I actually found a translator in our app store. And so I started typing in some of these words, like I think they would be spelled, and it came back Hungarian.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we saved
That
the house real good. And
is. Yeah.
well, that's,
we have to be careful, don't we? I mean, I don't know about your background, but I'm a religious person. I was raised Baptist, and my grandfather was a elder primitive Baptist preacher, but we say a cleansing prayer every time we leave the tour, and we say that we're trying to not honor but remember these people, because we have to remember our history, and share these stories, or if we don't, the stories will die. And we don't mean any sort of disrespect. I mean, we are very serious about our prayer. And sometimes, I feel like they're listening. I really do. But you have to be careful. The fact you caught that on audio, you recorded it, that I'm so glad you did. I mean, that is amazing.
Right. And again, the words that I could make out, no matter how far in the video, if I could make out what he was saying, I would put how I think it would be spelled. Every time I put it in, it would come back Hungarian. And I was like, "Oh my God." So no
Oh.
doubt in my mind, we had a visitor from Budapest Cemetery in our home there for a few nights.
Oh my
No doubt
goodness.
in my mind. And you were
Oh.
about your background. A lot of people don't know about our background. We don't share it a lot, but we're
Right.
very open. We are a Christian paranormal team. We're very active in our home church. Matter of fact, I'm the worship and praise leader in our church. So,
Wow.
and a lot of people don't accept that. Like, "Oh no, you've talked to ghosts. You can't be a Christian." I'm like, "Well, yeah, we are." So we use
When I first
a
started
lot
this
of prayer.
tour, I went to my father and I asked him what he thought about it. He said, "This sounds like a pretty good idea." And I said, well, you know, what are your thoughts on this? And he said, well, you know, we don't ever claim to know everything, you know, meaning that if, you know, if Michael, you know, if that happened and you have it on audio, well, who am I to say what was going on there, you know, and you felt it, you experienced it. I did not. That does not mean that that did not happen.
Right.
We don't claim to know everything. And that's why, you know, some of us are searching and some of us are sharing.
Right.
I don't get afraid on tours. I do get jumpy. I get very jumpy, but I'm not afraid because, you know, I know, you know, what I believe. Right. And I think that helps me be more, just keeping it realistic, you know, earnestly sharing. I don't have, you know, any sort of website that's monetized. My tour, I do this all year long to do this tour for a month and a half, you know, to let everyone experience, the tour and to know the stories and the history. But also I think it's a lot of people say, well, you know, we went home and talked about this or this happened or let me tell you a story that happened to me. You know, like you just told me a story. Mm-hmm. It's never ending. It's never ending.
Well, it is a fascinating little place.
It really is.
And we may come down this year one night. I'll let you know. So we'll be sure to let you be our guide.
Yes.
The people with us, maybe we'll make a big to-do about it on our page.
That would be wonderful. And I'm excited about you investigating Budapest because I would love to be a part of that.
Yeah, we're going to wait till it's fall and less likely to run into a snake. There's something cemeteries. Every time we go to a cemetery at night, almost every time we see a snake. And I'm like, no, this can't be good.
And you know, their church was right there beside the cemetery. It was originally a school. Mm-hmm. And then they made it into a church, St. Joseph's, and it did burn in the 60s. So, you know, there was a church right there that, you know, there was so much more there. Mm-hmm. And there's no telling how many more graves, you know, are back there in the back. There's just so much that's gone on that property.
Right. We actually have a friend that's restoring a cemetery and taking care of the upkeep of it in Aragon, Georgia. And he's brought us out a few times. And Michael has a set of dowsing rods. And these dowsing rods will cross if he steps over a grave in a cemetery. Mm. We walked past there, and I was sharing this with a lady from the Historical Society there. We walked past where the row ends, and they were still crossing. At the cemetery in Aragon, Michael had those out, and he was telling, I forgot his name. Maybe that's a good thing. Well, he was telling him that, hey, there's a row of graves right here. He would take a few steps and they would cross, a few steps and they would cross. Well, he started digging around and found the headstones not too many days after we left. And everywhere Michael had said there was a grave, he found a grave.
Mm.
And these actually there's a creek there now, and this property is known to flood a lot. But even past there, till it got too mulky, it was muddy when Michael was out there. As far as he walked, those were crossing.
Oh, wow.
He did walk past at Budapest, down past the row, and the rod still did cross for him.
Mm. So I'm
sure there's more, even back further in the woods. Like when you first walk in, there's the pretty little entranceway. If you walk straight, I believe you said there were more back there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's more. And there may be even more in the woods if they, you know, could clear that off.
I think it's
a lot bigger than what we're seeing.
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, I know there are at Budapest because of the woods just growing up around it, and mm-hmm. the part in the main front is kept, you know, pretty nice. But yeah, if you look back though, there's stuff there. You know, people go to like Louisiana and Savannah. I've been to all the tours. I've done, you know, the cemetery walks and everything. Key West was amazing. That cemetery there at Key West, except they have iguanas there and they're like the size of dragons, these lizards sitting on these tombstones everywhere, and chickens. But but yes, and chickens just all in the cemetery, and the iguanas. But they're in every town. Every town has a story. You know, Aragon has that cemetery. You know, Tallapoosa has the Budapest Cemetery, the Hollywood Cemetery. So many cemeteries in our area. And each place, you know, they have stories. Those people had lives and they had stories, and there's a legacy there.
Yes.
And I love to explore. And my husband and I, we go to cemeteries all the time just to look and learn and read and wonder, you know, wonder what that person's life was like. So it's interesting.
We've been known to be traveling around and see a cemetery. Let's stop.
Definitely. Same here. Same here.
Yeah, we've done that lots here. Of times.
A fascinating cemetery in Montgomery, Alabama, is where Hank Williams Sr. is buried. We've been out there. That's a fascinating cemetery. In Rockmart, there's one that has the shells on the headstones and outlined there. And that's a pretty amazing little place. And, you know, even though we're paranormal investigators, you know, that's not the whole reason we have to go in a cemetery. It's just like you said, right. The history of the place. Reading the headstones, oh, wow, you know, and just like you, I wonder what their life was like.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the different heads, and headstones alone will tell a story about a person.
That's what made me so sad when you said the thing about the nubs in the ground. You know, just you couldn't mm-hmm. even read them. You don't know who they were. It's gone. That is lost, because there's no way, unless you have a plot layout with a name in a book somewhere or in a registry. That's it. It's gone. So that's so important. I've been to Hank's grave. I love that cemetery.
Yeah, we did too. I think we went out there a couple of times. But Michael, you still in Montgomery, so
have you stopped at the baby grave in going out on Highway 9? The baby grave that's on the side of the road. That's a wonderful story.
I don't think I'm familiar with that.
I'll send you the article I wrote about it. It was a little girl that fell off a wagon from Georgia, was going out west with her family, and she fell off the wagon, and they buried her there, and the town promised to take care of her grave. And when the highway came through, they moved her over, and the entire town kept their promise for over 100 years, and they take care of her grave, and it's beautiful. We went by just a few weeks ago, and she had beautiful autumn flowers out. Everything was clean. It was like a testimony of, you know, trust there.
Right.
And it's just on the side of the road.
I would love to read about that.
I'll send it to you later.
Do you still work at the museum there?
I do. I work at West Georgia Museum. I'd love for you guys to come up there, because I can show you things, you know, that I can't show people on the tour.
Right.
And it's in Tallapoosa. I work there on Saturdays. My regular job, I work during the week, and then I work there on Saturdays from 11 to 3.
Right. I was talking to you a while back about that. We do want to come and visit there sometime with you.
I would love for you to.
So if anybody's interested in your ghost walk, it's worth the travel. If you live within 50 miles or 60, even 100, I mean, book a room somewhere close by and go on this walk. It's amazing. How can somebody go about getting tickets, and when do your tours start this year?
Our tours, we kick off the walks September 23rd and 24th. All tours are Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m., you know, one tour an evening. I have three ways to get tickets. One is at a place called Papu's Pizza in Tallapoosa. I sell my tickets there. You physically walk in and buy a ticket. Reservations are heavily encouraged because once it starts going, you know, it can be, they can sell out very fast. And then we are also on Venmo at Tallapoosa Ghost Stories and Cash App at TGS Ghost Stories, TGS Ghost Stories. And then, like I said, just reserve through Facebook or Instagram and, you know, your tickets will be waiting for you. I've never had a mix up, never had a problem. I'm very, I'm a perfectionist. So, and your tickets are waiting for you there, of course, weren't they? So, did you buy your tickets at Papoose?
I think we did last time. I think we called ahead.
And reserved them. Yes.
That's right. What we did. So do you have a Facebook page? People can get more information about your evening's celebration?
Yes. It's Tallapoosa Ghost Stories, a walking tour. I post every day. And then we have an Instagram page, which is Tallapoosa_ghost_stories, that I post on daily. And anything they need to know, if they send a message to me, I am the person that responds. No one else. They're not talking to some, you know, some unknown. It's me, Susan. And all the information they need is right there on the page.
Awesome. I could talk to you all night.
I know.
Well, Susan, I am looking forward to having you go on an investigation with us sometime.
Well, I am psyched. I am stoked. I can't wait.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll get together and talk with the city or whoever about investigating that.
Okay. All right. We'll give it a shot.
And maybe a couple other places. I am about to reach out to a business owner there that we had talked about. I just found the information the other day. I just happened across it and I'm like, oh, so there that is. Cause I screenshot what you had sent me and saved it in my phone. And I was flipping through my pictures. I'm like, oh, there that is. So yeah, forward on that. So anything we do there in Tallapoosa, know that you have an open invitation and I'll be letting you know when it takes place, if we're able to put something together there.
Well, I also wanted to say that once they get their ticket, they meet us at the Lee Glow Memorial Park inside the gazebo. And that's where we meet. And I take up the tickets and then we start walking.
And a fascinating walk it is. You'll be intrigued, I promise you. Oh, it was so good to have you on tonight.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much. It was so great to talk to y'all. And I mean, I just really enjoyed myself.
Maybe we can have you back before your walks end this year.
Well, I would love that.
How it's going.
Okay. And if you need any information on, you know, like you were talking about that one structure, if you need any more information, you know, just message me.
I'll do it. I sure will.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good night. And I want to thank everybody for listening to our podcast tonight. And you can go back to Spotify and listen to it later, and we'll be sharing it on our page for Susan. Actually, there are three. We have two groups and a page. I'll be sharing it to Fox Paranormal Advertising, our Fox Paranormal page, and the Paranormal Fox group.
Yes.
So if you didn't get to hear it all or you want to go back and listen to it again later, it's on Spotify, the Paranormal Fox chat. And we'll see you guys next week. Next week, we have awesome guests. We're going to be talking actually to Ernie Pack with Save Waverly Hills. So that's going to be a fascinating. Waverly Hills. That's going to be a fascinating one right there. And I'm looking forward, Michael, to you hearing everything that he had told me about that too. So it's going to be a fascinating show. So till next week, guys, we look forward to talking again. Peace and love.
Bye-bye, everybody.